Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Who's Who, Not American Lit. Live Talk Radio Show. I'm your host with the most from coast to coast. It's DJ Gatsby, Mr. Going Sexy, a.k.a. the voice of Reverend Lit. How's everybody doing? I see we got two people on the line. Somebody calling from 205. What's your name? Who's that?
That's Imani.
Oh, that's Imani from 205. Okay. How you doing, my sister?
Yes.
And somebody calling from 619. Who's that?
F.Y. Don.
Oh, F.Y. Don and Imani, right. Thank you so much, ladies, for calling into the show. We're going to get right to the interviews in just a moment. First of all, I want to thank everybody who's been supporting Who's Who, an African American Led Blog Talk Radio Show from the beginning. You know, I appreciate your support and everything that you do. Also, I want to say happy Black History Month for everybody out there who's celebrating Black history and all the contributions Blacks and African Americans have done here in America. Now, we also have another person calling in. It's going to be Ebony Oliver. I want to just make sure we got her on the line. Calling from 470. Who's that? What's your name?
Ebony Oliver online.
Oh, it's Ebony Oliver. All right, so we got all three beautiful, lovely, and talented authors here on the show today. What I'm going to do is interview you guys all 10 minutes each. 30-minute show.
Okay.
We got everybody here. Just take a little minute to let everybody know who you are. So first of all, we had Imani.
Yes.
Can you speak up a little bit, sister?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better? My voice.
I'm sure you got a nice, soft, quiet voice, and that's all. But this is Blog Talk Radio, and it really doesn't come out that good. So
I understand.
All right, so Imani,
is that
right?
Better?
That's
yes.
Much better. Just tell us, you know, who you are, where you're from, and the title of your latest book.
All right, originally from the Virgin Islands, moved to Georgia back in 2011. Got signed to Artistic Words Publishing in 2013. And the title of my book is Sugar.
Sugar, all right, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And F.Y. Dawn, we got you on the line, baby. Can you tell us who you are? Where you're from, and the title of your latest book?
Fidelia from San Diego, California, you know, America's finest city. And the title of my latest book is What the Heart Wants.
What the Heart Wants. Okay. And Ebony.
My name is Ebony Oliver, also known as K.S. Oliver, originally from Yonkers, New York. I currently live in Atlanta, Georgia. And the title of my book is Flatlined.
Okay. Well, you ladies, thank you so much for introducing yourself. Now, I'm going to interview you guys one at a time. I think F.Y. Don was the first young lady to call in.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about you and your latest book. Now, again, what is that title?
What the Heart Wants.
What the Heart Wants. All right, so we're going to start from the beginning. I don't know how long you've been writing, but tell us how you got involved in the literary industry and, you know, when you published your first book.
Well, you know, we've always, you know, all been writers, you know, since we were younger. But I published my first book in 2010 and decided to self-publish. And my first title is Serenity of Passion. And I've and What the Heart Wants is my third book. What Love Feels Like is the second. And so they're all part of my Surrender to Love series. And, just writing has always been my passion. I write mostly romance novels, and so I believe in love, and I try to put it out there as best I can.
Okay, now I see your latest book, What the Heart Wants, was actually just released last year in July?
Yes.
All right. And you said it's part of the Surrender to Love series. It's actually the third book in the series?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the first two books for those who may have not heard of them? What is the title of the first two books in that series?
The first book, Serenity of Passion, is about three couples, and they're all in their different different points in their relationship, you know, that beginning stage of love when, you know, it's all that you can think of. And then there's another couple that, you know, are just getting married, and then another couple that has been married for a while and is on the brink of divorce. You know, there's things going on. And so it just discusses how, you know, they conquer life's trials with, you know, leaning on that love that they have. And then my second book is What Love Feels Like, and it's, you know, pretty much self-explanatory. You know, the title speaks for itself. Is, you know, we go through life and never really experience love, and then you know, sometimes we think we're in love, and it's not really what it should be, you know, and just talk about what love should really feel like, and how there's one couple, she's been in an abusive relationship, and her husband almost beats her to death, but she manages to survive and get away, and she meets a man who's ending his relationship and going through some things as well, and so they connect with each other and really find out what love feels like.
Wow, those sound like two very, very interesting books, and they lead up to the third book, which is What the Heart Wants. Now, is this the final book in the series?
No, there's another book. The fourth book will be out sometime this summer.
Okay, now what has been the reception so far from these three books, you know, in the Surrender to Love series? Like, you know, how have your readers reacted, and, you know, what kind of reaction have you got?
Oh, it's been positive feedback. You know, readers are just, you know, they're reading through it so fast and, you know, messaging me, you know, when's the next one coming? So, you know, it's really, really positive and encouraging to see the response.
Okay. Well, listen, it sounds fantastic. Once again, DJ Gatsby, who's here, who's who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. By the way, we're broadcasting live from the Palisades Mall in West Side, New York. We have Chili's Restaurant, which is where we're going to be having our first DJ Gatsby's Book Club meeting here in Rockford County, New York. So for everybody listening and all my fans and members out there, we're definitely going to be coming out to hang out with y'all in March. What is the most fascinating part of being an author for you?
Well, my motto is like creating life one word at a time. It's like you just word by word, you create a world, you create people and personalities all from your imagination, and that's just the most rewarding part. If no one ever buys it, it's just that I did this, I created this, and it's like, you know, 50 to 80,000 words that I created a whole world. So that's what's fascinating about it to me.
Okay. Now, a lot of the authors that I spoke to, they'll say their books are fiction, pieces of real-life scenarios or real life experiences in their books. In your books, are the characters totally fictional, or are they based on experience of people that you've kind of met?
Yeah, I would say some of them are definitely based on people I've met. I, you know, take different personality traits and, you know, the way certain people respond to certain situations, and I just tie that into a character. So it's definitely from some people I know.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting that you would say that. And I think that lends to the credibility and realism of a lot of the books that people write, particularly with romance novels. Now, have you thought about writing any other type of genre, or is this something you really passionate about and are going to stick with in your career?
Well, I'm currently working on a project that is branching out of the romance genre, more so a suspense, so I'm excited about it.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're here, Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio, with our first guest, F.Y. Dawn. She's the author of What the Heart Wants, and you're from California, you said, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, she's joining us from California, and F.Y., we're going to come back to you in a few minutes. I want to speak to, I believe it's Amani. I believe you're the second one to call in. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Imani Wright, ladies and gentlemen. Tell us a bit about your latest book. I didn't get the title of it. What is it again?
Sugar.
Oh, Sugar. Okay, Sugar. You look autistic.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
I'm sorry. I'm so hyped up. I've been looking forward to this show and having you ladies on. And, you know, it's the first time I'm actually broadcasting live from out somewhere other than my house or my office. Autistic writing, is that what Carla Dean?
Yes, it sure is.
Yeah, she's actually a good friend of mine. I actually met her in Washington, D.C. at the one of the literary takeover events that D.C. Book Diva did, I think back in 2013. So big shout out to Carla Dean and everybody over there at the publishing company.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so tell us a little bit about your latest book, the title, and, you know, how it came about.
Okay, well, Sugar is actually Urban Street Lit. And it came about, oh, goodness, I started writing Sugar probably in about 2001. And it was based on, again, like how you touched before, real-life events. And there is it's a touchy subject. And in writing Sugar, I realized this happens to a lot of young girls in households where they're, unfortunately, you know, touched inappropriately. So that was the basis of the story from where I was from that was all in the news. So I took that. I wanted to create a character that was strong and could rise above it, even though she did do certain things throughout her life that would cause certain readers to probably be like, wait a minute, she's not healing, she's making bad decisions. But I wanted her to be strong and persevere through anything that she did and be victorious in the end.
Yeah, well, I didn't actually read the book yet, but I've read some of the reviews and the synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's a young teenage girl who's raped.
Yes,
and
she is raped by her stepfather,
And she actually ended up murdering her rapist, who was her stepfather.
Correct. So, and that was when she was 16. So she lost everything when she was 16.
Okay, now, we're going to get back to the book in a second, but what made you want to tackle this type of story about rape and incest, basically being a stepfather? To write a story like this about rape and incest?
Because, again, where I was from on the island, in that era when I started creating this story, you could not open a local newspaper every day. There was, unfortunately, a story about a uncle, a grandfather, a father, a brother, you know, touching their child, the girl child in the house inappropriately. So I was like, no. So I knew it would have been a sore subject or a hard subject to write, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
And even for readers, I've had a couple of readers said that they had to put it down, you know, because it was a little difficult to read. I've had readers who actually went through that and found healing through reading Sugar. So that meant a lot to me.
Yeah, well, a subject like that is going to affect a lot of women. We know there are a lot of women who are victim to domestic violence, sexual abuse, and rape and things of that nature. So I'm sure you have a lot of readers who can relate to that story.
Yes.
Now, what has been the response to your book when you speak to readers who kind of relate to that type of story? What's been the response you're getting from your book? Because it's a very, very interesting book.
Yeah, it is. Oh, goodness. The feedback has been nothing but positive. And I'm talking, even though it's Urban Street Lit, I'm getting readers that are 40 years old, in their 50s. My mom, who's 73, she sat down there and read the book. And they each pull different things from the book. And I love the fact that many people have shied away from the genre of Urban Street Lit, but when they got a win, you got a little, you know, a little whiff of Sugar, they went back to the genre, read it, and loved it. So I definitely appreciate that.
She's definitely one of the most interesting characters that I've heard about. I haven't read the book yet, but through the reviews so far. I mean, she starts off as a victim, but she becomes empowering after a while.
She's
no longer the victim. Mm-hmm. She more or less turns to the villain, it seems, at some point, and, you know, seeks retribution or, you know, just vengeance at some point. Now, I don't want to talk too much about the book, but she's
right.
one of the most powerful female characters that I've read about in a book like this. What
yes.
made you, I mean, I know your creative genius is part of it, but the message you're sending to, you know, rapists and people who are going to abuse women with this character, because she seems like a very strong character. I'm sure she's going to be back again in your next book, but is there a message here?
Well, she is my alter ego. Thankfully, by the grace of God, I did not have to endure what she did. I was unfortunately physically abused pretty much daily. And back when I was a teenager, it wasn't spoke about. So when I go to school with bruises and busted lips, nobody really said anything. So I kind of retreated into a shell. I felt there was nobody there to protect me but me. And I found strength in myself. So I wanted to give that character the self-strength to rise above what she went through.
Wow. Okay, listen, I have a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to just check to see if anybody wants to have a question for you guys.
Okay.
All right, we have a caller calling from 202-503. You on the line? And your caller is calling from the 202 area code? They just hung up, whoever that was. Let's see if there's somebody else here. All right, Paul, are you calling in from 317 area code? Oh, well, maybe not. Yes, hello? Okay, well, maybe not. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, Who's Who on African American Led Blocks Off Radio Show. We're here with Imani Wright, Ebony Oliver, as well as FY Dawn. They're talking about their latest books and their projects here. I'm going to take 2 seconds to have a little word from one of my sponsors. We'll be right back with more from Ebony Wright, as well as FY Dawn, right after this message.
Have you ever lost a loved one? Had to cope with handling their affairs? Found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.
All right, that was a little public service announcement from my sponsor, Julia Nedrick, and everybody at Virtual Last Wishes. We're speaking with, still Imani? Is that you?
Yes, yes.
Still on the line? Yeah. Now, you're with Autistic Rights and Carla Dean and everybody over there. What can we look forward from you, this summer? Are you going to be on tour? Do you have a book signing? Do you have anything planned like that?
It's in the works. I would love to. I recently moved to Alabama from Georgia because I actually had some spots in Georgia that I was going to hit to do book signings, reading. So it's in the works. Definitely going to take some little poking around to see where I could go to do that because I really want to connect with the readers. I really do.
All right. So listen, thanks so much. I'm going to get back to you in a few minutes. Ebony, you still there?
I'm here.
Thanks for being so patient. My sister will be here in 2 seconds. I got callers, and I don't know who they want to talk to, but I really want to get them through because they may be calling for you guys. All right, so 1 second. All right, you're calling from 317 area code. Are you on the line? And one more time for the person calling from the 202 area code. Are you on the line? You want to speak to Ebony, Imani, or FY Dawn?
Hi, this is Author Stiletto. I'm here to speak with Ebony.
Hi, my love.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Sweetie, how are you? That's my boo thing, y'all.
Hey, boo.
I just want to say that I'm very proud of you. Listening to the show, listening to all you guys, and good evening to everyone else that's on the panel, the other authors and the host. just listening and just coming through to show my support. Actually writing right now, so I can't stay long, but just let you know that I'm here and I'm listening. And I love you.
Love you too, Bo.
I love you too, baby girl. We all love you.
Thanks for coming.
All right, bye guys.
All right. All right. So, hey, Ebony, I guess you know you and your people's got the show. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm well, and you?
I'm good. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Ebony Oliver, also known as K.S. Oliver, is that it?
That would be me.
All right. Now, what do you prefer to be called?
My name is fine. My pen name has a reason behind it, but I'm okay with what my name is.
Okay. All right. Well, again, welcome to the show. Thanks for being so patient. Congratulations on your latest book and, you know, in your writing career. Just tell us a little bit for the people who just joined us, you know, who you are and tell us your latest book and how, you know, you got into the writing business.
Well, my name is Ebony Oliver. My first novel is titled Flatlines. I published it last year after two poetry books. Flatlined is inspired by my truth. I was diagnosed with lupus a few years ago, and I flatlined. So it was my way of telling my story and hoping to inspire someone else who has possibly been through some of the things I've been through. It's told from third person. I have created characters because it was a little bit easier to tell the story that way, because there was a lot of, you know, pain and depression and anguish that went along with being diagnosed at such a young age. So, you know, I kind of wrote it that way to kind of give people a better outlook, and it made it easier for me as well.
Yeah, I kind of remember who you are now, man. I kind of heard about you or got in touch with you, I believe, in 2013 when you had a book out called Still Standing. And
yep.
About that book, because that's when I first met you, I first heard about you as a writer. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Still Standing was an accident.
Wait a minute.
I had gotten sick, and yeah, it was an accident. Well, you know, when you go to therapy, they try to get you to write a diary or a journal of sorts to kind of keep from bottling up. And I had a really hard time coming to grips with being diagnosed with such a terminal disease. I couldn't really deal with it too well. And so they wanted me to write this journal. And I was like, I'm not writing anything. I was kind of being a little rebellious because I already felt like I was being controlled by something else. And I felt like her asking me to write down my every emotion was just too much of them in my business. So I didn't do it. But what I did start to do was every time I got really, really depressed, I would write a poem about whatever I was dealing with at that very moment. And I started posting like little pieces of it on Facebook, and there goes. Somebody was like, listen here. And actually, it was Marissa Palmer. She's a writer. She's a reader, too. She inboxed me, and she said, you know, I don't know you, but what you just wrote, you need to share with other people. And I was like, I'm not telling them folks my business. And she said, but you should. And she said, as a matter of fact, you should release that in a book of poetry, and I hope you do it. And she starts showing me the business.
Well, kudos to you for doing that, because a lot of times people don't want their own personal story or feelings out in the public, because they're not always very receptive. So kudos to you for having the courage to actually put your feelings on paper and publish that book. I'm sure a lot of people who are going through similar situations can relate to that. And my prayers go out to you, you know, with your illness and, you know, all the trials that you're going through dealing with that. Now, Flatlined almost doesn't count.
Yeah.
Another one of these interesting stories. You know, I love the premise of the story. You know, I like where you start up with the synopsis saying life was all fun and games until a young lady walked into a hospital passing out, you know, from an unknown disease.
Yeah.
And I think that book takes flight right there. That synopsis caught my eye, which is one of the reasons I was very interested in this story. You also had great reviews for this book. And a lot of support. Now, your editor, is that Nika Michelle, the author, Nika Michelle?
Yes, that's my boo thing, too.
Oh, well, kudos to her. She's a great author in her own right. And I'm sure you're glad to have her part of this project. Now, But the story, Flatline, is this also a true story? Is this you again?
Yeah, Ty is me, and I'm her. Yeah,
okay.
It's a true story. I mean, it happened just like that. I walked into a hospital after 14 days of seeing the same doctor while he was trying to figure out what was wrong with me, and it was unexplainable, and I passed out. And when I woke up, they're like, oh, welcome back. I'm like, oh, hi. I didn't remember what happened.
You give us a short version. Now, you literally passed out and flatlined, and I guess all the specifics of that are in the book, but how has your life changed, you know, since going through that experience and writing this book? Because I can imagine a lot has happened to you since then.
Well, I would.
How has your life changed?
2 years apart.
Okay.
So 2 years after that, it happened again because actually I didn't get better after they figured it out. I got worse. So it was a road. You know, I was married. I lived overseas in England. My husband was in the military. You know, once I got sick, I got mean, depressed, closed off. I didn't want to be bothered with him and anybody else. I was postpartum. I had just had a baby. I didn't want to be bothered with my son, one of them. I had one already, and I had just had the second one. So I went through a emotional roller coaster. I ended up packing up my house and leaving him overseas. So it was a mess.
Okay, now,
and it's just because
your book.
I couldn't figure out what I was feeling, so I couldn't deal with anybody else either.
Okay. Well, how are you doing with that now? Because you seem to be dealing with me very well. Are you okay now? Are you better? You're in a better
place
after writing this book? I said that jokingly, but it's a serious question. Are you in a better place now emotionally and mentally, you know, as you go through this?
I am.
Go.
I've learned.
God bless you, my sister. Okay.
You know, you live and you learn. You either allow it to take over or you learn how to overcome it. And the one thing I learned about being sick with anything, that a lot of it is mental. If you sit around feeling sorry for yourself and beating yourself up about it, the sicker you're going to be. Because a lot of things are controlled by your temperament and your emotions. So once I stopped being so depressed and so angry, I started to feel better. So it's been about a year and a half since I had any major episodes.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you this question, too. How have your readers reacted, and what is the response they've been? Because I'm sure you've had people who have other illnesses and other situations and life-threatening things going on. How have they related to you and this book? What's been the response?
I mean, I love my readers because a lot of them go through something. Even something so simple as just mild depression. My book touches on so many different things that people seem to take it and they're like, girl, you know, I felt what you were feeling, or, you know, I went through what you went through. I do a lot of book signings and a lot of public speaking with the Lupus Foundations and the clinics here in Georgia. So I'm like a paperback queen at this point. That's what I do. And so when I'm talking to people and I'm telling them my story or I'm reading bits and pieces of the book, they're looking at me like, and she's sitting here talking to us, or people look at my pictures and they're like, you don't look sick. Well, what is it that I'm supposed to look like?
Well, I mean, you got to educate people. You know, they don't already know. And especially when you hear of lupus or something like that, you know, people really don't understand. So I can see how that goes. Once again,
I just turned 30 in December, and I've been diagnosed with 6 different chronic illnesses because lupus just opens you up. It's like number one to autoimmune, and then it's a trickle effect for everything that happens thereafter. So it's just like it keeps going. And I'm just like, oh, okay, they know how I act at this point. I go to the doctor like, okay, well, we need to talk. Okay, so what are we doing now, and what pill goes with this? That's how I feel about it now.
All right, well, we're going to get back to you in just a second, Ebony. Thanks for opening us up with that information. Once again, it's Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. It's DJ Gatsby. We're here with Samani Wrights, Ebony Oliver, all known as K.S. Oliver, and F.Y. Dawn. I got one of my book club members on the line. I believe it's Terry. Let's see what she has to say. Terry, are you there?
I'm here. How you guys doing?
Fine.
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to reach out and just say hello to everybody. Ebony, I really, really can relate to your situation. I have a couple of family members who have lupus, and, you know, just listening to you, I understand, because that's the main issue. People look at you and say, you don't look sick. but they have no idea what's going on inside your body. And, you know, I can really relate to that because, like I said, I look at my aunt and my cousins that suffer from the disease. And like you said, it does open you up to a lot of different issues, you know, that people don't even realize. So, you know, God bless you, and I wish you the best of everything.
Thank you.
Imani and FY, Dawn, hi. Not really too familiar with you ladies, but hello.
Thanks for being
on the show so we can hear and get to know you. And, you know, Jeff, DJ Gatsby, just want to shout you out. And I want to say anyone listening that, you know, we will be in the Palisades Mall, the book club event in the Palisades Mall in West Nyack, New York, at Chili's on March 12th, 2015. And I'm just hoping to see quite a few people out there, you know, supporting and, you know, getting information out to people. Book clubs are for informational purposes, and people need to read in order to succeed. And that's just what we want to do. We want to get people involved and get people out there. So I just called in to say that, and, you know, shout out my boy Jeff. Sorry,
yo, you know what it is.
And anyone else listening online, I just posted. I was trying to get in for like 15 minutes. The queue was full, but that's a good thing.
That's my fault.
No.
Anyway,
that's a good thing.
All right.
That's a good thing.
Anyway, that's Kirby. She's in Rockford County, New York. She's a member of DJ Gas Book Club. We're having a huge book signing event at the Palisades Mall in West Nyack, New York. All my Rockland County and Westchester, New York City area people come out to that book club meeting, Palisades Mall in West Nyack, New York, on March 12th.
Yes.
Enough of that. That was my little quick promo. But anyway, ladies, I've come to an end. FY Dawn, you still there?
I am.
Yeah, anything you want to say to your friends? You know, shout out your Facebook page or anywhere they can contact you before you go.
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone, all of my friends who tuned in and listened. Anyone who doesn't know me, you can always swing by my website, which is fydawn.com. I also have, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and all that. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
All right. Thank you, my sister. And Amani, are you still there? Can you tell everybody where they can contact you and follow you at before we go? Last words?
Sure. Pretty much Imani writes across the board, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. If you have a moment, please like my author page, Author Imani Writes. Reach
Artistic
out to
Words
me. Artistic Words Publishing, yes. And I do love to talk to my readers, so feel free to hit me up. Don't be shy. You know, ask any question, I'll answer if I can.
All right, my sister. And Ebony, shout out to your people. Anything you want to say before we go, tell them how they can contact you.
Shout out to Stiletto. That's who just called in. Love you to pieces. Everything is Authoress KS, my Instagram, my Twitter. I'm just like everybody else. I like to talk to my readers. I like to know what you think. I enjoy conversation, so I will answer you. My regular Facebook page is Ebony Oliver, and my website is www.authoresskoliver.com. And Flatline Part 2 will be released in May of 2015.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Who's Who in African American Lit? Blog Talk Radio with DJ Gatsby. We had Imani Writes, Ebony Oliver, and FY Dawn. Make sure you go check out those books. Make sure you support these ladies and everything that they do. So thanks to everybody who's listening. Don't forget to follow DJ Gatsby's Book Club on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr, also WordPress. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish we had more time. But please, you know, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Keep in touch with me. I would love to read and review your books for DJ Gatsby's Book Club. So please, please keep in touch with me so I can get a chance to do that and show you guys the support, you know, the way I know how with DJ Gatsby's Book Club, with the book reviews and things of that nature.
Thank you.
So glad everybody. Everybody's tuning in. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, Who's Who in African American Lit. Don't forget to join us next Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And ladies, good night.
Good night.
next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Ever lost a loved one? Had to cope with handling their affairs? Found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies, and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.